Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. It is the 19th of October. Getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving. Boy, am I looking forward to that. This year, I have the absolute privilege of taking my two grandsons trick-or-treating, and Big Al is looking forward to that. Chatting with Jimmy right now, who is waiting at the airport for his flight home. Good to have you back, Jim, by the way. I do want to say that. You know what I would like to talk about today, after you bring up things that I know are of interest to you, is we are all pretty convinced that the current executive office is not handling the affairs of the country effectively. I think it's a proven fact that that's the case. What I would like to really stress today is that it is critically important that everybody get out and do everything they can to support the Republican Party, assuming that they believe in what we believe in. Jimmy, anything other than that you want to talk about today?
Well, there's quite a few interesting tidbits of information out there. I think a very important one is that Facebook is now protecting journalists from what they call bullying. If they write something bad or poorly, they're going to protect their reporting by basically reducing other people's ability to see it or strike down people that actually say something about a bad journalist, which is interesting. They're putting them as public figures, but somewhat like they did George Floyd. If anybody said anything negative or posted anything about his actual criminal history, Facebook would expunge it or delete it or put somebody into the Facebook jail.
Now, Jimmy, it strikes me that would do nothing more than take away the credibility of Facebook.
Yeah, and what I remind people is, you know, there's about 200 million users in the United States, but Facebook is approaching 3 billion users worldwide. So they're controlling a narrative, and they could care less if they lose a small percentage of their overall market by, you know, isolating or alienating the handful of Americans, in their view, that, whatever, 8 or 10% of people that actually use it here. But the bigger problem is this continued move towards censorship. With the Psaki propaganda machine, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, who has publicly made statements that are absolutely untrue, provably untrue, twisting words, and then actually attacking different organizations or threatening them by either DOJ action or some sort of financial. We are facing something that America has never faced in the past because of our history that protects individual choice and freedom and that First Amendment. And we have now crossed the line to where we're being actually controlled our voices, what's written, what's said, and people are actually not saying things because they're afraid of the potential impact. And that's on COVID, on the economy, on every aspect of our lives, on the border issues, on Afghanistan. People are being silenced by big tech and by people that are being threatened by an administration. That's tyranny. That's an authoritarian control. And yeah, there's going to have to be pushback. There's going to have to be some very strong things that happen in order to turn the direction around, or we actually experience what Venezuela experienced over 20 years ago when they went from one of the richest countries basically per capita in the world into an absolute nightmare. And you're seeing it happen very quickly in the United States with supply chain issues, with this economic disaster that they're perpetuating in this administration.
I think one of the most effective things that we could do, and I'm willing to do that, I will post things that are going on right now that are provably untrue. I will post the issue, and I will post the fact check that I have come up with on that, showing that it is patently untrue. I think if I start doing that, people will at least start to realize that they have to really follow suit and spread the word about all of the untruthful things that are going on down there. Now, for an example where that could be difficult to do, is it could be difficult to do in the case of Zuckerberg's company. I mean, he is obviously going to slant everything that he states, that they state, I should say, on Facebook. They're going to slant it in such a way that it may be difficult to... Well, is the airport full of studio dogs?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, is the airport full of studio dogs?
Yeah, almost.
There you go. Anyway, we're going to start posting issues that are proven to be patently untrue on the site. And anybody, CFS, you would be really good at this. Anybody who has any suggestions as to what we should post, please send them in. Jimmy, let me give
an example of this censorship and the control on factual information. So I believe it's Dr. Peter McCullough did a research paper published in a cardiology journal specifically for cardiologists on the impact of COVID vaccinations for youth with myocarditis. And what peer-reviewed, approved, published study said was that children are in the ages from 6 to 16 are, like, I believe, and I'm actually paraphrasing, somewhere around 15% more likely to get myocarditis from the vaccinations than people without. 15 times, not 15%, but 15 times more likely. And yes, it's a small number of people, but it's a significant impact. The journal that published the study has removed that study from its website, even though it was peer-reviewed and approved and published. They removed it and said it's no longer available. Somebody influenced that journal in order to have them remove that because of a political agenda in order to ensure people are afraid and must get vaccinated. Something is very wrong in America when this is what they're using to silence real science, real science. That's a good example of something that should be posted.
And I think it's very important also when you post the fact-checking material that you quote the source. That's very, very important. Jimmy, looking forward to having you coming back. I know tomorrow we're going to be doing some double duty on recording. We're going to record a couple of segments for the weekend show featuring Barbara Sturtevant, who is a conservative candidate for office here in our local county. We're going to ask her how she feels specifically about various issues, and she, I guarantee you, will give you a perfect idea as to the difference between conservatives and progressives.
Yeah, well, so people get information here on checking their baggage here. But anyway, I just remember that we all got to pray for America. So,
and I pray for America, too, every day. Every day I do. Okay, I'm going to be back tomorrow morning with Jim McKinney and Barbara Sturtevant.